I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Jimmy Carter's family says the former U.S. president has died. The Carter Center said the longest-lived American president died on Sunday, more than a year after entering hospice care at his home in the small town of Plains, Georgia, where he and his wife, Rosalynn, who died at 96 in November 2023, spent most of their lives. He was 100 years old. The former peanut farmer served one turbulent term in the White House before building a reputation as a global humanitarian. He defeated President Gerald Ford in 1976, promising to restore trust in government, but lost to Ronald Reagan 4 years later amid soaring inflation, gas station lines, and the Iran hostage crisis. He and Rosalynn then formed the Carter Center, and he later earned a Nobel Peace Prize. South Korean officials said a passenger plane crash on Sunday killed all but two of the 181 people on board. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
In one of the country's worst aviation disasters, the Jeju airplane slammed into a concrete fence when its front landing gear reportedly failed to deploy. The flight was returning from Bangkok and crashed while landing in the town of Muan, south of Seoul. The passengers were predominantly South Korean as well as two Thai nationals. Investigators are now assessing the wreckage of the aircraft. The CEO of Jeju Air, Kim Ebae, bowed in apology to the victims' families during a news conference. He said the cause of the accident will be determined by an official investigation. I'm Naeon Kim.
Footage of the crash aired by South Korean television channels showed the plane skidding across the airstrip at high speed and exploding into a fireball as it hit the concrete wall. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev says the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week was shot down by Russia, albeit unintentionally. Aliyev told Azerbaijani state television on Sunday that the aircraft was hit by fire from the ground over Russia and rendered uncontrollable by electronic warfare. He accused Russia of trying to, quote, hush up the issue for several days. The crash on Wednesday killed 38 of 67 people on board. Russian President Vladimir Putin apologized to Aliyev on Saturday for what he called a tragic incident, but stopped short of acknowledging Moscow's responsibility. A fourth infant has died of hypothermia in Gaza, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by nearly 15 months of war are huddled in tents along the rainy, windswept coast as winter arrives. The baby's father says the 20-day-old child was found with his head as cold as ice Sunday morning in their tent. The baby's twin brother was moved to the intensive care unit of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. Their father says the twins were born 1 month premature and spent just a day in hospital, which, like other Gaza health centers, have been overwhelmed and only partially functions. Clashes broke out between police and protesters in Georgia's capital Tbilisi on Sunday as the country's new president was sworn in amid a political crisis. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Opponents of Mikhail Kavelashvili have been protesting since October over a disputed parliamentary election and a move by his ruling Georgian Dream Party to freeze application talks for membership of the European Union. A hardline critic of the West, Kavelashvili has repeatedly accused Western intelligence agencies of plotting to drive Georgia into war with neighboring Russia. After his swearing-in ceremony, he said, quote, "The Georgian people have always understood that peace is the main prerequisite for survival and development." Outgoing President Salome Zurabishvili gave a defiant speech to supporters as she left the presidential palace, saying Kavelashvili had no legitimacy as leader. Pro-EU Zurabishvili said lawmakers who chose the new president were elected in an October parliamentary election that was marred by fraud. Local and international election monitors have said violations could have affected the results, and Western countries have called for an investigation. Georgia's four main pro-EU opposition parties have since boycotted parliament. They say Zurabishvili will remain the legitimate president until fresh elections are held.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.